Just a follow-up comment. One of the ways in which this word was used in the secular world was a trainer would have a horse that was, of course, very strong and vigorous in its constitution and unbroken. When the trainer would bring the horse to a place where it's in submission, then the way that was defined is this horse would be under restraint and in the harness of a master, so it's strength under control. So it's not weakness, it's a strength. We could say that there's that in that horse that has a lot of power, but when the master has his reins on that animal and that animal is being restrained to hold its strength back, that is one of the ways in which praus and prautes was used in the secular language. But I read to you other examples of how it was used, and it's just in secular language, the ways in which it was used. The important thing is Matthew 11 there, take my yoke upon you, learn from me, and you shall find rest for your souls. Rest on a pile, rest comes from above, for I am meek and lowly in heart. That describes just who he is. He would be very unassuming. If you saw him daily working, he would just be working hard at what he's doing. He wouldn't be wasting time. If he had projects, and he would have a lot of projects, taking over the business from his stepfather. Joseph was not his father, but he took over the business from him. He would be very responsible and worked very hard and was waiting the father's time for him to be introduced to Israel. He just waited. He just waited in meekness. And when he was finally launched into that mission that he had to fulfill the father's plan, he was always approachable by sinners. But the self-righteous and the Pharisees, they had a real problem with him. When you see our Lord's most vigorous and scourging language, like in Matthew 23, it's because of the self-righteous, the arrogant, and judgmental Pharisees. That's when you see him, what would appear to be harsh, is in Matthew 23. But when he was with the woman caught in adultery there in John 8, she was already broken. Look at how he treated her. He wasn't approving her. He said, "Who are those who condemn you?" He said, "They're all gone." "Well, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." So you just see this affability, this approachability, this winsomeness. There would be something about him. You'd say, you know, there's something about this man that is winsome to those that are broken, to those who already have been humbled in their life circumstances. He was attractive. He had good manners. And he was friendly. You know, you see him in Mark 11 with the little children. People were bringing children to Jesus. Some of them were custodians, some of them were parents, and they were bringing the children. Why? Because they wanted Jesus to bless the children. The disciples got upset. They said, "You know, you're taking up the master's time. Get away, get away, get away." Jesus has got more important things to do. That's what they're thinking of. And Jesus, he was angry. He rebuked them, and he says, "No, allow the children to come to me, for such is the kingdom of God." And it says, and then taking his children in his arms, okay, you can see him doing that. Then it says, and he blessed them. But the Greek doesn't say that. It's an intensified word for blessing. And he fervently blessed them. You know what that is? That's being enthusiastic. What do you do when you're with little kids? You're enthusiastic when you're little kids. It's like when you're there with them, they're the only beings in the whole world. They're not aware of anybody else but you. And so you fervently bless them there. There's just a lot of little ways in which you can see that this affability and this approachability of the Lord that I think he wants to create in us. And our Lord was never sour. Or from the female side, he was never bitchy. He just knew how to bear hardship, and that nature is now in us by the Holy Spirit.
You know who I think of as you were sharing? In the Old Testament, I thought of Mordecai.
Yeah.
What an example he is of meekness. Just walking to and fro in front of the palace every day, wondering how his dear little Esther was faring. And, you know, saving the king's life, you know, and it was recorded. But he never got any credit for it. He just went on his life, went on his way. And then one day the king can't sleep or whatever it is and wonders well, and he's reading in the journals, and he says, well, was this man ever honored for doing this? You know, and here he is out there. Little did the king know that he was his queen's uncle, you know. But, I mean, he's just such a picture of Christ and of meekness.
Yeah. Anything else?
I just appreciated the expanding on the word like that. I just appreciated the recall that you read about it.
Yeah.
Really, really neat.
And I had that all marked for years ago, so I just, all I had to do is go back and reread it marked, so
kind of review it. But yeah, no, it is helpful, and there's a lot of other things we could consider. So just be in prayer for our next meeting. I've got a number of things that I feel like the Lord would have us consider together. So I appreciate your prayers, and we look forward to meeting on Friday and talking through some things that are the Lord's directives for us.
Okay.
So we bless all those that the Lord has led to our gatherings, and trust that the Lord is meeting you and growing you and building His life and character into you. Appreciate your prayers for us. Those that meet regularly with us, we bless you in Jesus' name.